Hey everybody, welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, Elias Roush. Today we have a special episode of Saturday Night Live with Donald Glover. I figured this would be a great episode to introduce just a Saturday Night Live special episode of the Lucky Dog Podcast. I thought that this one was phenomenal. As always, gotta hit it with the double one. It is hosted and performed by Donald Glover and Childish Gambino. Same person for those who have absolutely no idea or have been living under a rock the past, 5 years. Donald Glover, he's been doing a bajillion different things. A lot of people know him from Community. A lot more people know him more recently from his new series, Atlanta. And he's also going to play Lando Calrissian in Star Wars. And so he is just the triple threat. On top of all that, comedian, writer, actor, director. I think artists, you know, hip-hop and R&B artists. I mean, what can this guy not do? it's ridiculous how talented this guy is, but it's worth noting, and it's something that had me tuning in to Saturday Night Live. Something I haven't watched in many years. I have it set to record almost every week, but I don't always catch it. I only check in if there's something really popping or something. Alec Baldwin's impression of Trump has definitely boosted some ratings among some of the their fan base and that spectrum. I think his performance has been hilarious. More recently, I think that it definitely works in spurs though. So I wanted to just talk about this episode of Saturday Night Live. It was just me watching it. Kelly tried to watch first a little bit, but it is just too late for her. She's got work really early, so it was difficult for her to watch such a late television show, get the podcast in, and get it all figured out. But I thought this episode of Saturday Night Live was especially good. The main premise of the opening, just of the cold opening, was definitely hard hitting, and it was strong. So the opening had Ben Stiller playing Michael Cohen and Kate McKinnon, Alec Baldwin, and Leslie Jones. All these people are playing different people in the White House, and each individual is on these phone call, and Ben Stiller is trying to play a Michael Cohen, who's the Trump's attorney or lawyer or something like that, and he's freaking out, and he's calling all of Trump's people and all of the people in his family and his family and people around him, and the people that are playing around him are hilarious. Someone I absolutely can't stand, Jimmy Fallon. Oh my gosh, he had me rolling. He played Jared Kushner, I believe his name. he had me. He sounded like Mickey Mouse or something like that. He sounded crazy. But this opening was so strong. I'm not even gonna attempt to talk like how he was, because his voice hit some like new octaves, and his along with his performance. But it was cracking me up. And Donald Glover wasn't even in the cold opening, which was a surprising part. But the cold opening also had Stormy Daniels, the porn star that has been on 60 Minutes more or less recently, that says that she's been paid off by Trump's law firms, and the whole skit with her on Saturday Night Live was I thought it was pretty good. Clearly, they gave her some of the lines that would work the best. They said that, you know, porn stars aren't known for their acting and whatnot, and it is true. She's clearly not as good as other individuals on here, but it was still a great skit. Alec Baldwin, I don't know how he keeps his lips like in perfect form like that. It has me cracking up. Just ridiculous. This is quite a performance he puts on. He kind of looks like a real life boss baby considering who he's playing. But yeah, so I actually thought that the opening for Donald Glover was one of the weaker points of the night. I was really, really pumped to see, you know, him open up, do some crazy stuff, and I thought that most of the jokes that had him doing were like pratfalls or pretending to skateboard or make drinks or something like that, and then I don't know, fix the light, and then I don't know, he ends up getting sick on the clarinet or something like that, and I don't know, it landed a little flat for me. So I was like, I don't know how this night's gonna open up. So thank goodness that this was probably one of the lower tiers of the skits that they had for the night, because I just didn't think that. I think that Donald Glover's comedy is a lot smarter. It's a lot sharper. It's a lot quicker. It has something to say. And most of this intro didn't feel like it was written by him. It definitely kind of felt like it was trying to be self-aware to the point where we're like, the whole thing was I can do anything or something like that, and I didn't think that the R&B or the I didn't think that the whole skit really worked as a whole. But not to say that the rest of the show was all downhill from here. It was all great. I'd say it was stellar from there. It opens back up with the Jurassic Park skit and him playing a lawyer for it, and I was like, this is how it should have opened for him, because I thought that this is what it needed. It had some smart comedy and good humor and things that we're actually thinking as the audience. You know, we're like, damn, why are they actually bringing this up in the real Jurassic Park? How the animals always get out, and I just thought that Glover played it really well. Actually, all of his parts were really good, especially just the transition and character he plays. Now, if you've watched Atlanta, you know recently that he's played a transition in character, real, real transition. That was crazy. But the Migos Friendos video. This was hilarious. I thought this was something that he probably was behind the camera on and actually thought of and probably helped write. It was hilarious. It was talked about therapy, and it talks about stuff you don't normally hear about anyway. But also had the same editing and same composition and same tones as a real music video, and it was just hilarious. I was like, this is ridiculous, but it was smartly written. I thought that Gambino actually in this or Donald Glover, Gambino, Childish Gambino is his stage name, I believe. Donald Glover is his actor's name, so you gotta like transition between. But I was freaking dying in between this therapy session when they were doing this therapy session, and Kenan Thompson kept yelling. He was like, "Lambo," and it was just always on point the way he was saying it. It was.
You know what? Let's use I feel statements.
Oh, my bad. I feel like every time I bring up emotional conflict, he want to talk about the Lambo.
Lambo.
Enough with the Lambo, man.
Lambo.
Just talk to me.
Oh my goodness. It had me rolling. I was dying last night. Oh my gosh, Kelly could not take it anymore. She kept telling me to shut. But this was one of the best skits, I think. It's one of those that you just gotta check out if you haven't seen it yet. Oh my goodness. And hearing him yell just like random stuff in the background. Ice cream color Lambo with the suicide door. Guess who pulled up to the strip club very next week looking like a dessert on weed? Pull up. Some ice cream Lambo was important to you. Mm-hmm. And when he got it. Oh my gosh. It's too good. It's too good to miss. So the next skit after this was also pretty strong. I thought that the switch up was pretty good. There was also ASAP Rock right in the end of the Friendos. The end of the Friendos video. But the next skit had Donald Glover kind of doing like an 80s take on like him seeing like his another girl. And just some of the lyrics that he had him saying were just like had me rolling. Had a sick beat too. So I thought that it had really good pacing and good. Sometimes I think the pacing in the comedy in Saturday Night Live doesn't work that well, but I thought this not only used his acting, it used his acting, his comedy, and it also had like I don't know. I thought it had a pretty decent, pretty good writing. I don't know if everything that they would have said he would have written. I thought there was a lot of bathroom humor, just kind of like pratfalls or fart jokes or something like that. Just they talk about him like conditioning his hair in this with like his whiz and stuff like that, and I was like, I don't know about all that. I don't know if that a smarter writer would have written that. So yeah, I thought the majority of this act worked. I thought it was pretty funny that we find out that that's not actually his girl and he can't see nothing because he's got his glasses on. And he starts dancing out the window when he's leaving. But this next skit, it was quick, condensed, culturally relevant, and expertly shot. Like, it looked amazing. So this was called A Kanye's Place. I think it's A Kanye's Place. Yeah, so they're reading out Kanye's tweets and trying not to make a big deal about it, but they're in the world of A Quiet Place. And if you don't know what A Quiet Place is, A Quiet Place is a movie that just came out by John Krasinski, and it focuses on animals that take you and snatch you right up if you're too loud. And so the whole take is people are like gasping and crazy, saying crazy things like when they're seeing the reaction of Kanye's tweets. And so, okay, so it's A Kanye Place. I thought this was great because it uses a recent movie. Great writing. This feels like something Donald Glover wrote, and expertly shot. So I thought that, and it was quick and condensed in the pacing as well. And I thought it was pretty hilarious with the Kanye's little freestyle that is absolutely terrible. That sheet had me rolling. this was a great little skit. It's probably one of my favorites. The next one had Donald Glover and his girl kind of trying to do dirty talk, and I thought that it was all based on, you know, the writing they were told, and I thought it was pretty funny. You know, she would always kind of do some weird dirty talk. She would like call him like I don't know, brother or something like that, or son or something like that. He'd be like, dang it, don't call me that. And he'd be like, don't call me that. And it was like, it was always going weird directions. And then she would like change her voice. I'd say it was probably on the lower tier of the of them. I don't think it was as bad as the opening, though. The opening was not strong. They should just had him sing. Just have him sing or something. I don't know. The next one they had, the templates, you know, that have between, happen between opening the scenes, you know, with Childish Gambino or Donald Glover, look stunning. They look really cool. I enjoyed his, it kind of felt like an African beat or an African roots, style music in the way he was performing and dancing and the style of song, with the drums in the back. But I really enjoyed the culture that he brought, because normally these things are so dull. They just have some dude on, a couple dudes on a bass guitar, but like Donald Glover brings the full package. He's like, he reminds me of like a living legend. I think this guy is actually a living legend because he's just that talented. I think he looks comfortable in front of the screen and confident, and he looks like he likes what he's doing. I think that's one of the most important things. Sometimes these things, these performers just don't look like they love what they do, and this guy looks like he really does. We're lucky to be in the presence of someone so talented. It was exciting to watch this guy live. I hope it continues to flourish into more and more success. I like this little I said the African dancing because it looked like with the knees and the arms and the legs, just the twisting. He looks like he should have been on Black Panther showing them how it was done down there in Wakanda or something like that, because that's what was up. It was amazing. Let's see. The next scene that was popping up were the... Oh, yeah, there was the weekend update. And, of course, they had to, you know, go all out on Rudy Giuliani talking about Trump's finances to the Stormy situation. I don't know about that. I thought it could have been better. They kind of went off of him being old or something like that. I don't know about these writers on Saturday Night Live anymore. I mean, yes, some of these things have me rolling. Some of these like skits have me really rolling. And I just want to know who's behind them, because sometimes it really hits and sometimes it really doesn't. Like, I thought that some of the things that the Weekend Update guys really hit hard. They hit some like racial issues and saying they should maybe do some crazy stuff and I don't even want to touch on that because I didn't think any of the racial stuff really landed. Like, they kind of talked about how like Black people are set up in crimes or something like that, or people of color are set up in crimes, and yeah, sure, but it didn't really go further than that. It was just like, it kind of fell flat. Pete Davidson, he pops on Weekend Update real quick, and I used to really like Pete, I thought, or sort of do, but I didn't really get his little half-assed promotion for their Emmy nods as nominations to be as host. I don't feel like he's... I don't know. I feel like he could be funny, but it's really on his own script. But when he's reading off of someone else's script, it kind of feels weird and contrived. That probably hits it the best. Nails it on the head the best. But anyways, they had some pretty good... Oh, I thought the Leslie Jones thing was pretty funny. They kind of did the arms of the angel. In the arms of the angel. They kind of did that Sarah McLachlan, but it was with her exes, and then they zoom out after they show all of her exes after they do that little song, and then they say that guy beside him, I forgot what's his name, they say he's gay or something like that, and it has, and he has, they have to do like a zoom in on his face when he's like, I'm not gay, and she's like, it's okay, we all know y'all, and he's as the most hilarious, stupid grin on his face. Oh my goodness. But I thought that was a good segment. Yeah, you can probably tell if we don't do too many of these Saturday Night Live breakdowns, because this is either like or don't like or something like that. Oh, actually, I did think this next segment with, first of all, costume change. Holy shit, Donald Glover on another costume change in like 20 minutes. I don't know how they do it. But he looks as good as they would on the movie. I don't even... So there's no reason that the movie can't look better. or not just as good. So they kind of go with a spoof of all the black people that are in Star Wars. And they're having a big luxurious dining hall hosting everyone, and it's hilarious because when they zoom out and they show everyone he's talking to, there's like four black people out there, and it's so true, because I don't know how many people are in Star Wars and there's, I don't know, like one black person. I know there were some weird things with the aliens and stuff back in the day. They used to like just throw antennas on all the colored people and stuff like that, and it would all, there wouldn't be any color in the movie in Star Wars or something like that. So today it's a lot better. I'm glad that this skit exists, because it really doesn't shy away from sorry, the guy that says I'm good. It's the same guy from the Friend Days video, but they did a good job with bringing attention to this this video and this topic. It's because not only is it funny, it's culturally relevant, which kind of make it a little bit better. I was actually surprised that they cut away from Donald Glover's performance at the end of the skit, but I guess he wasn't really going for a full performance. I could have heard a little bit more, you know. He definitely could have. So, finishing up around the end of last few segments, I thought the Barbie skit was really strong to go out on. Kenan Thompson, he always cracks me up. But she, what's her face, did a good job too. I don't know the lady that plays his partner in this. But she's pretty hilarious. The Donald Glover plays the creepy straight guy at the Barbie testing facility or something like that, where they're talking about captions and social media and how we should brand the Barbie, and they got like the worst buffoons in there trying to solve what what the hell they're doing. And they either play dumb, too straight, or like nonchalant. I thought this was a great use of Pete Davidson in this, and Kenan Thompson about to lose his shit. Oh my goodness, it had me rolling. But Donald Glover had to play this straight, creepy guy, and he plays it well. I could definitely see him in something like, if anyone remembers, like 1 Hour Photo with Robin Williams, when a comedian goes really dark. That'd be pretty crazy. Seeing Donald Glover as like a psycho or something like that, psycho stalker or something. I don't know. They always say that people that are in comedy can always do drama really well too. So, finishing up, I think it's the very last song performance by Childish Gambino, and it was amazing. this last performance was really good. I thought that the visuals and the textures and the compositions that were coming across the screen with the different, first of all, the dancing styles were really cool with the kids. I don't know about throwing the money, but I liked how he was dancing with them. The red and blue definitely represent some, you know, cops, government, you know, big brother or something looking over. I thought the dancing was really cool. You know, these look like professional dancers, and they're kids. That little girl was like, "Hey, hey, hey," and they hit that that one dance. No, I can't do the little foot dance. That was like, but yeah, I thought it was really cool. And then the hologram lights in the back. They put quite a performance on for the very end. Kind of put Donald Glover with these like 3D lights kind of going around his body. What it looked like, it looks just really cool how it's done. Kind of reminded me of what's it called, Bo Burnham's performances. Sometimes he can get pretty crazy with the lights and the singing and dancing. But yeah, this would be awesome to see live. Just really cool. Extremely talented. but yeah, so thank you everyone for listening. Rate, share, subscribe. We are luckydogpodcasts@gmail.com. Twitter us, luckydogpodcasts, or just at luckydogpodcasts. Follow us on Twitter, find us on Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, all the goods, all the popular stuff. Thanks for listening. Bye. Oh yeah, at the end of Saturday Night Live, they have a really great sketch with Donald Glover and the Friendos guys. I'd watch it. It might give you a new foundation of who's actually behind the customer service when they're helping you. Oh goodness. Thanks, everyone.